If we look at this famous narration, one who dies without an imam dies the death of ignorance. We will agree on the need for an imam. We only have to prove whether this imam can be elected by people or whether he must be appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Proofs from the Holy Quran that imams are appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Firstly, we must discuss this verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "O Messenger, announce that which has been revealed to you from your Lord, and if you do not, then you have not conveyed his message." After the arrival of this verse, the noble prophet, peace be upon him, understood that he should hasten with this responsibility and deliver this message as soon as the opportunity arose, and hence, the mentioned event took place in Ghadir. In Ghadir, in the prophet's sermon, he asks the people, "Do I have an authority over you from God?" The response from the people was yes. He raised the hand of Imam Ali alayhi salam and said, "Whoever I am the master of, then Ali is his master." In this fashion, the Prophet, peace be upon him, declared that the divine authority belonged to Imam Ali alayhi salam. And then the verse was sent, where it emphasizes on the fact that today your religion has been perfected, and all the bounties upon you have been completed. The perfection and completion of religion did not take place until someone was nominated after the Prophet. Clearly, when you look at these verses, you will see that it was a divine appointmentship which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordered, and not something that the Prophet did because Imam Ali alayhi salam was his cousin or his son-in-law. The second proof, the Holy Quran says, "Your Lord creates whatever He wishes and chooses. They have no choice." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Only He has the right to choose" in this verse. Third proof, when Nabi Musa alayhi salam wanted a successor to help him in his mission, he did not appoint someone from his own authority. He first prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking to choose Harun alayhi salam. What we understand from the Holy Quran, therefore, is that the universal practice of previous prophets has been to nominate their successors on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's orders. Proofs from hadith narrations. First, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "After me, there shall be 12 successors, all of them from Quraysh." Second, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, in the famous narration, "I leave among you two weighty things, which if you hold on to, you will never go astray. They are the Book of Allah and my family, my Ahlul Bayt, and these two will never separate until they return to me at the fountain." Third, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "The example of my Ahlul Bayt is like the example of the Ark of Noah. One who got on it was saved, and one who turned away from it drowned and was destroyed." It clearly shows that Ahlul Bayt are the successors of the Prophet, and whoever obeys the Messenger certainly obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.